Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
A hidden factor in an unhappy relationship, especially one where partners complain about feeling underappreciated, is probably sleep deprivation. If you feel like you're underappreciated, chances are you're not getting enough sleep. If it's a new feeling, you're not getting enough sleep.
Makes you irritable.
A new study, how sleep habits can influence expressions of gratitude between partners, has been conducted. Poor sleep makes us way more selfish as we prioritize our needs over our partners. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It does to me.
That sentence, that last part, one more time.
Poor sleep makes us more selfish, and we put ourselves as a priority over anyone else.
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, selfishness is something that we try to, you know, not exhibit.
Right.
But it requires us to be cognizant and awake and, you know, in the right place to not be selfish. To say, no, you go ahead and have the last one. Or I'll go get that out of the car for you. Or I'll run to the store for you.
Right.
Or whatever
it
is.
I get that.
But when you're sleep deprived, all you think about is yourself.
You're sleep deprived.
Well, and I found that when you work a lot, you know, even if you're not sleep deprived, but you work all the time.
Yeah.
You're limited, you know, selfish hours on the weekend. Like maybe you have 48 hours.
Yeah.
I don't want to make commitments. I want to do whatever I want to do. I want to be selfish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to have a lot of obligations. So, because it's your own time.
Results prove that a sleepless night leaves people less concerned about the feelings and needs of their partner. And bedtime can often turn into a battleground. You know, you got people pulling sheets and one of them snoring and maybe somebody's on a laptop, you know, getting some work done before they go to sleep. And the other one's tossing and turning, or I want the TV on. I don't. You don't. But I'm going to watch for a little bit. You have to stay awake. And can't sleep with it on. And you may have slept like a baby. You may be the one that doesn't have a sleep problem. But if your partner doesn't sleep well, you're going to end up grumpy.
Sure.
You will end up grumpy because they will come at you with underappreciation, a lack of gratitude, and you'll return that to them, not understanding why they're being so mean.
Gotcha.
So sleep more. 60 couples.
Okay.
60 couples ranging in age from 18 to 56. In the first part of the experiment, the volunteers wrote down their sleep patterns and how a poor or good night's sleep affected their gratitude towards their partner. In conclusion, the results show that poor sleepers have a tougher time feeling appreciation for anything. And they also forget the true value of that other person in their life because they have no sleep. I'm going to use this now as an excuse from now on. Anytime I'm anything, I'm just going to say it's because I don't sleep.
We can use that every single day. I'm tired every minute of every day.
Are you?
Aren't you?
We wake up thinking,
not every
you don't?
I'm not tired every
minute. I'm tired all the time.
Unless I'm so used to tired that that's become the new not tired.
The new norm.
I wouldn't put that past.
Could be that.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I get like little jolts of energy here and there. Where I feel like, I'm good. I can stay awake. And then there's time. I just feel like crashing, and I don't know how.
I mean, there's
my
days
eyes
I feel 100, and I'm 28 years old. Yeah.
And I have been waking up at 4 a.m. or earlier since almost Jenna since the day you were born.
I know. I mean, I feel bad even complaining about how I feel some days because I know I've only done this for 5 years and gotten up this early. And
maybe
I don't know how you guys have done it.
I think it's harder the first 5 years, you know, and then after 10,
you just resign to the fact.
It's like being a prisoner, you know.
I know I'm going to be
tired. I would say prison's a lot harder the first 5 minutes than it is the last 5 years.
I'll have to admit, when we had that 2 week vacation at Christmas and we were about to come back to work the next day, I started crying.
Oh my God.
Because I was like,
you're so happy to be back.
Normally I'm really excited because it's like I'm bored and stuff. But I'm like,
crying.
I don't want to get up tomorrow morning. Yeah. And then you decided, let's take one more day off.
Because
it was like,
it
takes almost that whole vacation. And by the last few days, you're like, wow, this is what a normal human being feels like. And then it's back to this reality.
Yeah. And in high school,
it took me like 6 days. After 6 days, I found, wow, I can stay up till 11:30 at night, and I don't feel terrible.
You're good.
Because you wake up the next morning about 7 o'clock in the morning, and that's all you need.
And it's light out. Who knew?
Oh, it's crazy.
And I'm so productive. And
I know we sound like the biggest babies right now, even talking about that.
On vacation, like the sixth day, I'm like working out, and I'm getting all my errands done, and like I'm like, this is how real people act.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel this in high? I remember in high school, because I used to wake up early, like at 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I used to remember thinking, it's okay. one day I'm going to have a job where I don't go into work until like 9:30, yeah. mm-hmm. and I'm going to sleep in until about 7, and I'm not going to be waking up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock to go do this
right.
and finish homework or go do class. It's going to be awesome. And then I end up doing a job where I wake up at 4 in the morning.
I have to get it out of my head that a true measure of success is sleeping in. The true measure of success. I don't have to be anywhere.
Yeah.
Because I'm so successful that I can decide to go in at 11.
You can golf at lunch. Mm-hmm.
If that's a true measure of success, I'm an epic fail.
I think you're a
huge failure.
Yeah, you've done all right.
I think your passion for your job is kind of overridden that.
I like that. No sleep till Brooklyn. So, one sleep tip or trick, if anyone on the show has one, on how to, something legal, something that doesn't involve Ambien or anything
my
else.
My trick is lying down.
Lying down.
If I lie
that's
down.
That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm. I'm out.
You have no problem with
that's
this.
That's all it takes.
I could go to sleep. Yeah.
I think Al's out of this, too. You tend to be the person that can just, like, lay down and. You sleep during the show sometimes. So, JC, sleep tip?
I have a noisemaker. Alarm clock that has
gives
a beach.
Ocean.
Yeah, it's like the ocean sound.
I love
just that sound of the waves crashing. It just lulls me to sleep.
The one that I have, and I've been through a bunch of them. That I've had the Sharper Image one that has like 30 different sounds on it, and the one with the waves made me have to get up and go to the bathroom every 10 minutes.
Did it really?
Yeah, so I had to turn that one off. So I ended up buying something that emulates the sound. It was initially a baby device,
mm-hmm.
and it emulates the sound in the womb.
It's just white noise.
Yeah.
And now they make a grown-up version.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows if it's a grown-up? Maybe they just say it is.
Yeah.
But it has two settings on it. It's just a circle, like a what's it look like? Like about the size of like an ashtray.
Yeah, it looks kind of like a speaker.
And it's very simple. It's one button, up or down. You want it loud or soft, and that takes out all the ambient noise around me. Ambient
nothing
noise.
Nothing will wake you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one of those. That helps. A fan helps me, but exercise helps me, honestly. That's one of the only reasons I really do it is because it helps me get tired at night.
I used to do that where I would just do push-ups and sit-ups before sleep, and I'd get tired. But then I read somewhere that when you work out, it wakes you up.
For a few hours. You have to do it earlier.
Mm-hmm. I try not to eat anything sweet before I go to bed, but that's not working out.
That's hard.
Yeah.
See, I can drink a full can of Diet Pepsi and go straight to sleep. Really? The caffeine just doesn't affect me like that.
I can too. It doesn't bother me a bit. Mm-hmm. Maybe because I drink 12 of them a day. But and the last thing is, make sure the room you're in is, 100% completely dark. That's if you can walk into the room and see anything or find anything, it's not dark enough. Hmm. It's got to be where you walk in and it's like walking into a black hole. That's the only way that I can
really
sleep. Yeah, I've got that sound going, mm-hmm. and it's like having your eyes closed with your eyes wide open.
Right.
It has to be that dark in there. And that really, and in the afternoon when we take naps and stuff, that's mm-hmm. really hard to
that's
accomplish.
Tough. Yeah.
So I bought blackout curtains. Mm-hmm. They look terrible.
I know. I tried to buy some, but they didn't look good, so I took them back.
Oh, yeah. I don't care how they look.
No,
I couldn't figure out how to put mine up, so they're just under the bed.
Is that right?
And then I bought another curtain that didn't match the other two because two didn't cover. It's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
My bedroom's a disaster. My bed's comfortable, but the lighting situation's a disaster.
Please take a picture of your bedroom.
No.
Is it that messy?
I think we should all see it.
No. I mean, my bed.
It's a look into who you are.
I know. It's funny. Yeah. The funny thing about it is I just decided, you know what, I'm going to spend a lot of money on, really good bedding, good sheets, a bunch of pillows. So my bed is like a hotel bed. It's so comfortable. But, man, the curtain situation.
Yeah. Not
so
good.
I just don't have any right
so
now.
It's so bad. It's so sad.
I shut all the doors. I make it completely dark. I turn that machine on. I put on noise canceling headphones.
Whoa.
And
you're a nightmare. How do you ever take a lover?
I really
it's a lot of work, isn't it?
I really hope there's no
fire! Do you wear your bike guard too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a mouthpiece
in.
Hey,
honey, you wanna hook up? Excuse me, let me take off my headphones and my eye mask and
this is that wore the eye mask too.
Why?
This is for the nap. There's nobody around during my nap.
Okay.
So,
I sleep great during the day.
So, the eye mask, why would you need to do all that other stuff? I mean, the eye mask completely 100% blacks it out.
I don't use it now that I got the blackout curtains.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
After years of disappointment and rejection, America's biggest pimp without a partner, Big Al, has given up on dating the contemporary woman. And that's why today we present episode 2 of Big Al's Hot Cave Woman Girlfriend.
Yo, what's up, Manny? What's up, man?
What's up, Big Al? What's going on, pimp?
How's the club tonight, dude?
Oh, dude, it's hopping in there tonight, dude.
Sweet, sweet. Me and my new girlfriend are ready to check it out, man.
Who? This chick right here?
Yeah, it's my new cave woman girlfriend, bro.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Al. I love you and everything, but I can't let her in like that, dude.
Why not?
She doesn't meet the dress code, dog. Look at her. She's got grease all over her face, no shoes, animal pelt around her waist. She's got mud in her hair. And what's that, a bone? Nah, man. Can't do it, dude. Sorry.
It's okay, baby. It's okay. Hang on. I'll fix this. Okay, Manny. I get it. Here's a little something to help change your mind.
Oh, thanks for the dollar, Al.
No problem, my brother.
You know what? Go ahead and in there. Don't stay too long, all right?
Baby, you're gonna love this club.
Loud! Loud, loud, loud!
Hey, settle down, baby. Don't cover your ears.
Oh, loud!
Get up off the floor, baby. You're embarrassing.
Pain!
Okay. Okay, baby. Hold on, hang on. Just stay here for a little while. I'm gonna go to the bar and get us a couple of drinks, all right?
More fire! No fire!
No fire. I'm gonna get the drink. Excuse me.
Hi, Big Al.
Oh, hey, Monica, what's up, girl?
Not much, just waiting for Andy to get here.
Oh, cool, I talked to him earlier and,
Mine!
Ow!
Stop hitting her!
Stop!
Mine!
Stop hitting her, baby!
Ow!
Mine!
Why is she so mad at me?
Don't be jealous, baby. I don't, she's a little possessive.
But she's hurting me. Is she gonna hit me with that rock?
No touch! No touch, mine.
All right, everybody, let's get the light show going.
Cool, this is cool. You're really gonna love these lights, baby.
Light!
Oh, I
think
we better get out of here.
Sure, she's hot and she's easy. But can Al put up with a girlfriend that he can't take to the club? Find out next time on Big Al's Hot Cave Woman Girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a one-joke bit, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Yeah. We should have just quit yesterday.
Oh, my God. She's afraid of lights, too. And
music! Oh, loud.
Possession. Yeah, she's possessive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're done with that.
I love watching you scream and yell, though. That's a lot of fun. Taking you back to that brainstem, you know, that's the base of you. Just the, great. That's the raw Kelly. That's
the real me.
The animalistic Kelly Raspberry needs to come out more.
I think the real me is more the turkey pot pie.
That Kelly's makes been me wanting laugh. Some turkey pot pie.
Eating turkey pot pie.
Oh, that Rhonda.
That Rhonda bit makes me. I still cry laughing at that. Yeah. Are you allowed to laugh at yourself?
Don't bring up more bits I have to play from that are
Please
old.
Play turkey pot pie
no.
for me.
No.
I'll do anything you want.
You were saying that yesterday, Ooh. Too.
Turkey pot pie is my favorite. Can okay, I'll just go home and listen to it myself.
That's what I was going to say. Can I just give
I'll
you a
find
copy
it on
of
my
it?
Best of CD.
Can I just give you a copy of it? Is that okay?
Yep.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. What are we supposed to do here, Shannon? ADD Roundtable?
No.
Oh, what are we doing here?
Next.
What do you want to do?
Oh, we already did something. We already did that.
Yeah, we did.
So we got that going.
Let's do something else.
I think we're naturally doing ADD right now.
We've got a dream coming up, and it's it's not a huge dream.
They don't always.
It's a smaller dream. It does require some work on our part.
Well, it's meaningful.
Yeah.
Work on whose part?
On our part. Remember what we did day before yesterday with the girl that was personal trainer, where we said, we'll pay for your personal training, but we wanted some listener benefit out of it. So listeners get to train with her for free while she's becoming certified. Kind of the same thing today.
Okay.
We're going to try to give the person what they want, but with a little bit of a catch, and we'll see if they still want it after the catch.
All right.
Also, I had a new idea for a bit called Ghetto Theater. Because there are certain stories that come out that are just perfect. If there was a show called Ghetto Theater, Kelly reported this morning that while she's never had a peach soda, it must be worth fighting over.
This is probably
That's pretty hilarious.
The most this is the greatest story I've ever read.
This is Dateline Dallas. According to police, 18-year-old Diamond Lydia.
Sure. Diamond's a man, by the way.
Oh. And a woman were in an apartment on Ferguson Road, and they got into an argument over a peach soda.
It was the last one.
It was the last peach soda.
Yeah. I didn't even know they made peach
soda.
Don't
touch the last piece of chicken.
Sounds delicious.
I know. I'm like dying if it's worth fighting over. Yeah.
So when the woman said she was going to go drink that last peach soda, Diamond followed her into the bedroom and threw his box of chicken at her.
See, now you just wasted the dang chicken.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be.
But he needed the peach soda to wash down the chicken.
To make you throw some chicken?
Yeah.
Well, you can still pick it up and eat it.
I know.
Then he grabbed a pillow and hit her with that.
Yeah.
And then Diamond climbed on top of him.
On top of her. That's just like foreplay.
And started punching her in the head. And
she
wasn't going to take that. So she grabbed a glass jar from the dresser and smashed it over Diamond's head. I wonder if it was a tip jar. And smashed it over Diamond's head. That's when he went downstairs and got the tire iron and ran around threatening to kill her with it.
Oh, that's next level.
But and someone intervened.
Yeah. He actually took a swing at her with this thing. And, that's when somebody else was there to grab the tire iron and keep things from getting worse.
Right.
I guess the pillow didn't prove the point.
Yeah. Diamond has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
And don't you know, as Diamond's being escorted away, that woman's got that peach soda. She's just drinking it right in front of him.
Right in front of him while he's in.
I win.
Yeah. I take a top off. And
I'd pour it over my head.
Yeah. I'd be taking a bath in peach soda.
Wet t-shirt contest.
Making it rain peach
or
soda.
Or you give it to the cop as the cop's driving the guy to jail. So the cop's drinking it and he's in the backseat.
Or you pull out 8 shot glasses for all the police and medics and everybody. And everybody gets a little peach.
I don't mind sharing.
Yeah. Everybody but
Diamond. Everybody but Diamond gets.
Poor
hell no.
That is so great.
So Diamond's in jail right now, and he has the embarrassing task of telling other inmates that he's there because of a peach soda.
They call it peach drink?
That must be good.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to have it.
Strawberry drink.
Is it carbonated?
I've never seen peach soda.
Yeah, it's carbonated.
I've never seen peach soda before in my life. I'm embarrassed to say, because apparently it's pretty big.
Our number is 800-KID-LIVE. Would you go to jail over peach soda? Give us a call.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Sometimes it's not really about the peach soda.
Yeah.
You know?
My world is happier when I think it is exactly about the peach soda. That actually makes me very happy.
Yeah.
Like, I love the drive-through 911 calls, you know?
When the lady's like,
I ordered 6 Chicken McNuggets. I only got 5. And this lady will not give me an extra chicken. Get down here right now.
I mean, the police have better things to do, don't they? Mm-hmm.
And then it turned out to be that 2 chicken nuggets were stuck together, so she counted it as 1. That was her argument.
That was it. And now a court of law has to determine that. All right, I'm pointing now to the diagram of the chicken nugget.
Our tax dollars.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, this ADD roundtable really has me.
Oh, look, a puppy.
You can't fake being ADD.
Yeah, you're right.
You're for real as ADD.
No, you are, Al. You're definitely 100% ADD. And, you know, it's very trendy right now to be ADD. Yeah,
and apparently it's trendy to diagnose others.
Yeah.
It's not trendy. I just have been ADD my whole life.
Was there like a test? It's like a yes or no answers?
No.
Yeah, there's a full.
I mean.
Oh, so you could cheat.
It's not like a chemical. Like, they can't draw blood and say, oh, you're ADD. You have to answer this questionnaire.
No, they'll give you like a full. They can give you a full evaluation.
Yeah.
Answering questions.
But the real way to diagnose it is to just, you know someone's life over a period of time. And say, all these decisions and the way you're acting is consistent with someone who has attention deficit disorder.
On this questionnaire, it's yes and no?
I just did it on Saturday. And so I've never thought of myself as ADD because I never had trouble studying for tests. I can sit down and read a book. I can focus easily. But I started forgetting things a lot. So the test, it's like you rank things 1 to 10, you know, like what level, how do you forget things? Well, there's a lot of things I didn't even realize that would mean you're ADD, you know, like you're leaving things places. And I've started doing that all the time.
Dude, remember I did my ADD during ADD month? I did my tip of the day.
Yeah.
And it was always like how to find your keys. I've lost literally tens of thousands of dollars worth of stuff in my life.
You lost a car one time. You're the only person I know that has lost an automobile.
I lost an automobile. three laptops.
You're bad about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I left my laptop at work twice this last week.
But and then it's my right from it's being like distracted.
Tired.
Or
I'm not talking about leaving at work. I'm talking about no idea.
Yeah, but I mean, like, forgetting certain things. I don't think that's all necessarily. I mean, there has to be more to it than that.
Yeah, just being forgetful.
But the ADD roundtable has very little to do with ADD. It's just I'm the one doing it. So
changing topics.
I have ADD, so I just change topics a lot if I get bored. So let's get to it, the ADD roundtable, and see what we can learn.
ADD roundtable
about the staff of Kid Craddock in the Morning. And I may not ask this of each question of everybody, but okay, we'll see. Let's get started. I need some something here. Let's see. For the ADD roundtable. Let's go with this. All right.
Oh, that makes me nervous.
If you end in a relationship and the person owes you money, you still try to get it back, JC?
No. I take that as a nuisance tax. Jenna? Just get rid of them.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
How much money are we talking
about? $500.
Oh. $500? Yeah. It depends on if I want to keep the lines of communication open for getting back together.
You're going to get the money back. Do you care about the money?
I care about the money, but I also maybe, you know.
Hook back up down the line.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You never know.
No. Next lesson learned. Yeah.
Next question.
All right.
Which member of the show would be the best contestant on Survivor?
Who?
JC.
Me.
You would.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Oh, definitely not me.
No.
I would say either JC or Jenna.
Okay. Big Al.
JC for two reasons. The first reason, he's in the best shape. And the second reason, he will tell you that he'll be the best survivor on Survivor.
Well, telling you doesn't make you.
Well,
it's about alliances and getting along with people.
I go with Jenna because I think the hot girl has a distinct advantage over just plain strength.
Mm-hmm. See, the hot girl always gets hated on, though, because all the other girls team up.
She gets hated on, but Jenna not only is athletic, but she's also hot, so she could, like, you know, manipulate and
the dudes.
Sure.
Yeah. What do you think, Jenna?
I don't know. I think I would be good at it.
Would you
beat
JC?
It depends on some of the challenges. If it's all strength based, but I
yeah,
mean, there's so
not.
Many. Men, I don't know because I haven't watched the show enough. But yeah, I mean, JC because he'll be offended if I don't.
Okay,
I would quit so, before they put me on the island.
So definitive answer: JC or Jenna, Kelly?
Definitively, I'd say probably JC.
JC.
Jenna.
JC, because I'm not going to vote for myself.
Why not?
Because if you think it's true, that's not this narcissistic.
I think JC, I'd be good at building alliances and doing all right.
All right,
in the
so JC wins that one.
Yep.
Congratulations, JC. You win that one.
Thanks. I won Survivor.
All right. Which member of the show is most likely to be called high maintenance? And it could be a man. Guys can be high maintenance.
Sure.
So who's the most high maintenance person on the show? Big
Al? Everybody's going to say me, right?
Big Al?
No, I'm probably going to say Jenna.
I don't think I am.
I'd probably say Jenna.
That's shocking to me.
I mean, you know, I guess because I know people that aren't high maintenance and you're more high maintenance than them. I don't mean that in a bad way. You know, like when we're in the morning, it probably takes you a little bit longer to do hair and.
Oh, you mean just physically? Oh, yeah, sure.
And, you know.
Everybody has a different definition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't high maintenance basically mean whatever annoys you? Like.
Exactly.
And most guys get annoyed when girls, you know, it's the whole getting ready thing.
Right.
We get ready in 5 minutes, girls take forever.
Yeah, and being a girl and having this job this early in the morning sucks because if I'm going to be seen by millions of people on national television, I'm going to spend an hour getting ready.
I would say a woman that has a lot of rules for a guy is high maintenance.
Angry. You sounded angry.
Yeah. I am because it's so frustrating for us that these guys can come in here and sit down for 5 minutes and it's like.
Done.
Yeah.
We're naturally beautiful.
Do you get accused of being high maintenance a lot? You get accused of that a lot?
Okay. No.
All right.
What would you say,
I'd say I'm decently high maintenance with, you know, getting ready.
Yeah. Forget the whole getting ready. Just the whole package of high maintenance. It's Kelly.
It's not, though. It's really not.
You have to.
She goes to the dollar store.
You have to ask. You can even ask my ex-husband. I am not high maintenance.
You have to watch what you say around her. You have to have kid gloves on. You have to be very careful that she's included in everything.
See, I do like to be invited. Well, I'm going to say no.
That's part of
But you know I'm going to say no. I just want to be invited.
I mean, it's in a southern sweet way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So I say Kelly, you say Jenna, JC.
I don't think anybody's a whooping high maintenance, but as far as just because of the getting ready and Jenna's very fashiony and all that, I would go with Jenna, maybe.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I don't think she's annoyingly high maintenance.
Okay. And Jenna, who do you think is the most high maintenance on the show?
Me!
Okay.
Clearly.
Own it.
No, I'm fine. Yeah,
obviously
me.
It doesn't bother you.
Me.
And she's obviously on her period.
Me. No. No, I'm not. I skip it.
Oh. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were?
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, I get to pick.
So you wake up in the morning
uh-huh.
and you have complete 100% amnesia and there's no mirrors anywhere.
Yeah.
And you're also blind.
Oh.
You can't see yourself at all.
What's that?
How old do you think you are?
Oh, not how old we choose to be.
No.
How do I feel?
How old do you think you are?
32.
You know what, Al? I was going around 31, 32.
32.
That's what I was going to say, exactly.
It's just like right there in that comfortable place where I don't feel the age that I am.
Yeah.
But 32 was a cool feeling age, so yeah.
Okay,
32.
JC.
You haven't reached any monumental age
yet. 18. I feel like 18.
18. Jeff?
Yeah. 30.
30?
Yeah, you, Doc?
74.
Why?
Just
lay there and be in the bed.
Everything hurts.
Yeah, diaper.
Well, after working out on Monday, I would adjust that scale a little bit.
Yeah, it must be a million.
I will
years
never
old.
Work out again. If you see me stepping foot in a gym, that's kick me in the shin.
You say that every time you work out.
Never, never.
All right, next question.
Yes, sir. I can
change the world. If you could change the world just by snapping your fingers, mm-hmm. one small change, not world peace.
Right. Little tiny.
And it could be changing your world, not the whole world. What would you do?
I would go with no unsolicited advice.
No unsolicited advice.
If we don't ask you for advice.
Yeah.
If I put a picture up of my child, don't tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure I'm doing things
okay.
wrong.
Okay. All right. You have to learn your own way.
You know what I mean? I'll learn.
All right. Jenna, changing the world.
It's 75 degrees everywhere all the time.
75 everywhere all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mine's a little more serious, and probably from the headlines.
Okay.
But I would think that the world would be better if mentally ill people had some place to go and get treatment. Mm. That'd be the thing I'd change right away.
Oh.
Because we just don't have money for that in most countries, and so that's why they're all just walking around all crazy and you know, shooting people.
Yeah, pharmaceutical food trucks. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm kind of torn between two things. On one hand, I want to get rid of racism.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, bill collectors,
these are huge.
Bill collectors annoy the crap out of me. I would like to end bill collectors calling.
Okay.
From racism.
How about just pay your bills?
Yeah, pay your bill or get rid of your phone.
Because they annoy you.
Solves both.
No, here's the thing. They're so annoying, it makes me not want to
like
pay.
Like I said, I really can't decide.
That's why, if you're going to be late on any payment, make it the phone. Because then they can't call you to ask for the money.
Bam, that's genius advice.
Thank you.
Yeah, shut it off, people. Yeah.
Jenna?
She already said.
75 degrees everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Did everybody answer that?
Not me.
Oh,
or
Kelly?
Fresh, clean drinking water for everyone if we're going to go real big.
All right.
Change the world. I don't even know. I don't know.
The Kelly world is perfect already.
What would you want, though? What would be perfect in your world?
That I would always be a size 6.
Yeah.
See?
I've never been a size 6 in my life. Okay, I'll take an 8. That's more realistic.
Okay. Like my first response was, I would like for every car in the left lane going under mm-hmm. 80 to explode. But not explode to the point where any of the stuff
dies.
Is going to hit my car.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to be able to go right through. So have it go straight up in the air and then explode.
Then you drive.
Okay. And the driver survives because you're not that way.
Sure, I don't care if he survives or not, but that's fine.
Wow.
If you got paid at work, not based on your job or how good you did at it, you got paid based on how happy you are, who on the show would be the highest paid and who would be the lowest paid?
Al would be the highest.
Al's happy.
Al would be the highest paid.
I'm happy. Any better than
he
to be happy.
Is.
I'm yeah. happy.
JC would be the second highest.
Okay.
Yes. We're banking, Al.
I guess the question is really how happy are you with your job, really?
I think Al would be highest, you'd be lowest.
Yeah.
I would be lowest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think Kelly and I would tie for next
second lowest. Okay. Okay, if you're paid based on happiness, what job would you be doing instead of this one? You don't need money anymore because currency is now happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And the more happiness currency you have, the more you can buy. That's how you get rich,
uh-huh.
is by being happy.
Okay.
It's a cool theory.
Yeah.
What job would you be doing?
I would be a beach reviewer.
Great one.
That is a job.
Travel the world and
one.
Tell people. No. People email me all the time.
Yeah.
Tell me
job.
About Mexico.
That's a fantastic answer.
Australia had that like contest like 4 years ago where they're paying some dude $100,000 just to be a beach reviewer.
Right. What do you think?
Man, I would really just want to be a football coach.
Okay. Football coach.
For, like, kids,
that is
for, like,
such a lie.
School.
You would want to be the star quarterback, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
You can't do that. You can't do that forever, though.
It's not realistic. I mean, I would want to be...
Being a bitch reviewer.
Sure,
I mean,
there's jobs like that. Nobody's going to hire JC to be a star.
Well, see, mine would be I want to be a sitcom actress. That's okay. Not realistic either, but no, that would be... That's what I always wanted to be when I was a little girl.
It's more realistic than being one of 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
And actually being one of the best. And being 30 years old and going into the league. I'd rather be like a football coach for kids just go to work.
Money doesn't matter at all.
Be able to play catch every day with a football and then go home and eat and wake up and do it the next day. It'd be fine.
What are you doing all day if you're being paid in happiness?
I actually was thinking something along the same lines as Al, but my other one was if I could just be paid to go watch music all the time, watch concerts and bands.
Like
and
a concert reviewer.
Concert reviewer.
Oh, no, but I don't have to write about it. I just go, like, watch them and hang
out with them.
Just
tell somebody and they'll dictate it
for you.
That's
what I would do, yeah.
Probably you don't.
Well, I would like to be on a professional golfer's tour that wasn't, that where the players weren't judged by how good they played golf.
Just how much they love it.
They were more judged by how fun they are and
how cute they look in their little golf outfit.
And how nice they are and how much personality they have and stuff.
I changed mine.
Okay.
I want to be the professional masseuse for a European soccer team.
Oh, so you can rub down all the hot guys.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Changed it.
All right.
Okay. All right, ADD Roundtable. Kelly, you're getting in your car, but when you take your keys out of your purse, a dollar falls out and floats underneath it. You bend over and look, and it's right in the middle of the car, your van there. You can't, you know, your little minivan. You can't reach it without getting down in your belly and, like, scooting underneath the car.
All dirty.
What do you do?
A dollar.
Honestly.
A dollar.
You're in the Target parking lot.
It depends. I mean, there's like a Target parking lot, and there's a good chance a wind gust is going to come along. I'll just wait a minute or two.
You're going to wait.
Just to see if the wind will knock it out.
How long?
See, it just depends.
How long would you wait for that dollar to blow out?
It'll blow eventually.
An hour?
No, I wouldn't wait an hour. I mean, it's just a
30
dollar.
Minutes. Yeah. 30 minutes?
I might give it a second or two and see if it'll get closer to where I don't have to get real. But I would probably get down and try to get it.
Would you pull your car out?
No, not
get out of the car.
No, because by then it would be blown somewhere else. I mean, you've got to take there's a lot of variables to consider.
What if it's a five?
Oh, definitely, I'm going to try to get that. Definitely.
So that's the number, $5.
But I mean, a dollar. I mean, it depends on. I mean,
a five.
I would try to get it.
You'd crawl under the car for a five.
I'm not for a five. Yes.
50 pesos. Grab, which right
grab
now
a
about
stick.
$3.50.
Put your gum on it.
We're not asking how to get it back.
No, I'm not MacGyver over here.
MacGruber.
JC. Yeah. Second cheapest on the show. Mm. Would you crawl under the car to retrieve a $1 bill?
If it's a bill, yes. One, five, 20, 50, 100.
Any bill.
Any bill,
you
I'd do it.
Crawl under the car to go get it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
What if it's raining and it's muddy?
See, there's a lot of things you got to take into consideration. For a dollar, I'm not getting all that stuff for that.
What am I wearing?
Am I wearing crappy clothes?
What am I wearing?
You
because
are wearing
if I'm wearing
this
white
meshy,
jeans.
Meshy, see through. So
it's Tuesday.
Let me close my eyes.
See through Tuesday.
Jenna, you would not go get it.
I would.
You would?
Yeah. Anything in paper form.
I call Kelly and never go get it.
The change, I wouldn't.
All right. Are you doing what you believe in or are you settling for what you're doing?
Oh, gosh, kid.
All right, skip it.
Believe.
Would you rather be
that's a deep question.
Would you rather be a genius who constantly worries about everything or a total simpleton who's always happy?
I want to be Big Al.
Give me simple,
that's
baby.
That's not one of the options.
Yes, it was.
Simpleton or genius? Which one's he?
I don't think she's putting me in the genius category.
I want to be dumb and happy.
And happy. Yeah.
I'd rather be happy.
Rather be dumb and happy.
Yes.
Wow.
The dumbest puppies that I've ever had are always the happiest.
What
about
the bigger picture, though, as far as what would be accomplished in your life?
Who cares?
And in the world?
You're happy.
If we all chose dumb and happy, nothing would get done ever.
We would all choose dumb and happy. The really genius, miserable ones that are depressed and maybe commit suicide can do the good things before they kill themselves.
Okay. So Mark Zuckerberg wouldn't choose dumb and happy, you're saying?
You don't know
and
that.
Bill Gates probably wouldn't
but
choose dumb and happy.
But it's not that you have a choice.
And Steve Jobs wouldn't choose dumb and happy.
They don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice.
But if I could choose, why would you not want to live a life of happiness?
And I doubt Mark Zuckerberg, other than having a lot of money, which he seems to not care about, I doubt that he's that happy.
Yeah.
He's down, you know?
ADD Roundtable, Kid Craddock in the morning. Last question.
Okay.
What's the one thing a friend or lover cannot bring up about you in an argument? Did nobody look at these? It's a third question.
No, we did.
That's the one that
it's a third question.
Yeah.
Are you just afraid to be honest?
No.
Well,
Kelly, are you afraid to be honest?
It's not about afraid of being honest. I don't know. Laziness? Weight? I don't know. Weight, probably.
Hard.
You just don't go there with a girl.
This is just hard for me for the simple fact that I don't argue. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where you can't go with me, really.
Yes, you do. You have your
limits. There's got to be that.
I would assume
limits,
there is.
Your limits are far beyond anybody else's on the show in terms of getting offended. You can say anything now, and that's why we do. People are like, you guys are so mean to Al.
He doesn't remember the next day.
It's not mean to Al. Al doesn't think we're being mean, and he doesn't.
It's just, I don't go there in my head. I just never have. You know, I just never have gone argument, fight. I just don't.
What if somebody, and this has been said about you before by listeners who are wrong, by the way,
okay. But
they say that whatever that phrase is that's the least offensive about a black guy that, isn't representing. Can I bring that up in an argument?
Can I
refer to you as an uncle?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make you angry?
That would offend me.
Wouldn't that make you angry?
That would offend me,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. We just got there. JC.
I think it varies between friend and lover.
Okay.
Because between Kinsey and I, you can't bring up former
girls
that
guys,
I dated before her.
Or whoever she was with.
Right. And then I have buddies with my buddies. They tend to bring up the football stuff in high school. Like when I lost the game and we didn't go to the playoffs. They'll bring that. And I had a buddy who did that. And I hate that.
Yeah.
And they know it pissed me off.
Do you hate that more than being made fun of for being a Samoan linguist?
No.
All right. Yeah. You do hate that.
Yes.
Jenna, well, can't bring this up in an argument.
Yeah, I didn't know it was just applicable to me, but I said anything that's ever been forgiven, you know, previously. So that's kind of a mutual thing. Like, I don't like when people bring up stuff that's been forgiven.
Yeah.
But personally, I don't know what most offends me.
Doesn't it suggest that if they bring it up, it's not forgiven?
Right, because we were always taught forgive, you forget, and you never bring it up again.
Right,
right.
That's what we
were
always
taught. No, but I just hate when you get into
an argument.
Forgive
and remember.
Yeah, but you get into an argument with a friend about something, and then they go, well, 6 months ago, you did this.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
So you think you shouldn't be able to go beyond present time. Yeah, it's got to stay right there.
Whatever it's about, it needs to stay about that.
That's so hard to do, though.
Because it gets so out of hand. Yeah.
Because I'll get stuck. Like, I don't have anything else to say about this, so I'm going to come up with something else. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Women are great at it.
Uh-huh.
You guys have a diary of our transgressions.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I know that I bought that turkey. This is what the woman's saying. I bought that turkey. I brought it home, and I forgot to put it in the fridge, and now it's ruined, and we have to go buy another turkey. But remember on October 11th, when we were choosing Halloween
Four
costumes, and you told the chick at the costume store how hot she was.
Like,
what
does
that have to do with the turkey?
Right.
Yeah.
Everything.
Women are great at that.
Yeah. I know.
It's like you have hidden cameras on us.
I think every person I've ever dated said I'm like a lawyer.
Oh, man.
Not a compliment.
What about you, kid?
did you have one?
Things you can't bring up.
Can you look at the list, dog?
What? Yeah, I did have one. I have one for every one of these.
Just kidding, dude.
But I'm trying to think.
He's ADD. He forgot.
Yeah, I did.
What drives you crazy that someone brings up about you in an argument? Off limits.
Well, I hate to go back to the well, but it's that going back in time to things that aren't relevant anymore. But, like, when I think of my own, misgivings or my own flaws and stuff, I'm kind of okay with bringing any of them up. I kind of am.
Yeah.
Kelly, you know me better. What can't you say to me in an argument?
Well, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
That's her ammo.
Say, or it'd make you so mad.
You could say I can't comment on.
I will tell you that I am very proud of myself. When I argue, I don't care how mad I am. I have enough presence of mind to know there are some things you cannot say because you cannot take it back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm very proud of myself because I've never said anything that I felt like I had to. Because if you say, I didn't mean it. Bull crap, you meant
a little bit.
You meant it when you said it. You can't go back. That's what makes me angry. It's like, I was only mad. I didn't really mean it. Yes, you did mean it. That's why you said it.
Just because I said it, don't mean I meant it.
Liar. Adele's a liar.
Adele's a liar.
Kid Craddock in the morning. It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah, check it, y'all.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
Hold up.
Dreams don't have to be for entire nations or entire races of people. A dream can be personal. It can be your dream. And that's what we do. I have a dream week. So many people live their lives having a dream and never do anything about it. Maybe they just need a little push, I got a couple of really cool, maybe more than a couple, really cool letters from people who wrote to I Have a Dream, did not get chosen, at least yet, for I Have a Dream, and said just the fact that they wrote it down made them want to start setting goals to accomplish that dream.
Cool.
That's amazing. And that's the whole reason to do it.
Yeah.
And I just said the word amazing.
Yeah, you did.
Why would you even call it out?
Because I'm self-caught and I can't be a hypocrite. I have to shock myself now. I hate...
Mm. Ooh, double shock. One in each hand,
no,
dude.
Just one.
Ah.
One stronger. I think, kid.
I have these novelty tasers. And actually, it looks like a real taser, but when you push the buttons on it, it actually shocks you.
Which makes no sense.
Well, it's novelty.
It's like a prank.
It does make sense.
It's a prank.
It's novelty.
Taser.
Ah!
Oh, man.
Wow. You're going to break it.
See it light up, though?
You got to be a man about it.
You can see it light up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many volts of electricity that is. Can't be good for you.
It's not that bad.
Wouldn't think.
Yeah, maybe we should start a new punishment.
No, I like
using that word.
That's going to cure me of that word. I hope. Because it's that, you know, it's that word that's so overused now. It's amazing.
Randy kept using it last night on American Idol.
It's the laziest word there is.
He used it twice on a contestant.
It's the adjective that can describe anything. It was amazing.
And
it doesn't say
good. It could be both good or bad amazing, yeah.
It doesn't say anything. It doesn't say anything. So
there'll be a new one soon, though.
Yeah.
You know, another word like
that. I don't
want
a new one. I want a different word for everything. You know?
You got awesome. You got amazing. You got outstanding.
Epic. Yeah. Hell already ran
outrageous.
You know, I try to talk.
Really good.
Good.
Yeah.
And it's always bothered me. Like, for example, when people go to a movie and they'll go, oh, he should win the Oscar for Lincoln because Daniel Day-Lewis was incredible. And you look at the word and what it means, and incredible means not to be believed.
Because he was so good, you can't even believe it.
He's an actor.
So
it
makes sense.
Supposed to believe it.
Can you say it's incredible how good he was?
Yeah.
Is that better?
I think you could say that, yeah. You could say it's incredible how good he was.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
Well, that's good radio advice, good DJing advice. Okay. And we need that out there right now because on the phone with us right now is this week's or today's I Have a Dream recipient. His name is BJ Horn. Pretty good name.
Tomorrow.
I don't care about tomorrow.
I care about today.
Right now. Hi, BJ.
Hi. How are Kelly, Jenna, Casey, and Big Al, shout out.
You got us all in there.
Shout out, my brother.
Good morning.
Hey, that's here,
morning. How are you? Wow. I cannot believe you guys are on the phone right now.
We are on the phone, and of the thousands of letters we gotten, yours was chosen.
You're on the phone, too.
It says here,
true.
BJ writes, I have a dream of starting my own podcast.
Oh.
I listened to a lot of talk radio growing up, and starting a quality podcast can be very expensive. I was a radio major in college, and when I graduated, I found that there were no jobs available in the radio industry. Yeah, tell me.
Yeah.
If I could only get the equipment, I could put this so-called great voice for radio to good use. Thank you, BJ Horn.
Huh.
BJ, nice. Let me find out a little bit about you, okay? Are you married?
I was. I'm now divorced.
You're now divorced. So. Well, that could be interesting to talk about.
You'd fit right in this show.
Yeah, you would.
What is it you... What is? Most people come up with a podcast because of some interest that they have and they want to focus on that. Is that where you are?
Generally, it would just be like the podcast I'd be interested in launching would just be kind of like Witty Banner. Like, it would just be... It's basically just myself and a couple friends from high school.
Talk show.
And essentially, we just kind of... to talk and just kind of talk up our quirks and kind of dating and relating.
Yeah,
what we do.
And I have a couple obsessions as well.
Mike?
A couple what? Obsessions?
Yeah, a couple obsessions. One of them being Kmart.
Kmart.
Anytime I'm within like a 50 to 100 yard radius of a Kmart, I would have to go in.
Yeah.
And consistently, I am disappointed. It's like, it's kind of like that ex-girlfriend that's got that good.
Yeah.
Got that good.
Man, I miss that expression. That is good.
Good.
It's good, and then there's good.
Yeah. And then but
she's trying to be a good girl now, and she's found religion, so she's trying to go on the straight and narrow. So essentially, you end up kind of leaving annoyed and frustrated.
Yeah, you went off on a whole different
thing. Kmart is kind of like that girl that used to have the good, and now she's into religion. Uh-huh. They should use that in their next advertising campaign.
So, BJ, basically you're talking about doing what we do, doing a morning show, basically, just whenever time you do it.
Except he's going to have witty banter as opposed to what we do.
Random fodder.
Well, cool. Do you hope that podcast would lead to a full-time position on the radio? Is that the goal?
I would love one. Either that or just to continue on the
podcast,
the solitary life of the podcast.
And build it up to the point where it could support you.
Either that or just verify the fact if I'm crazy or not.
What do you do for a living, BJ?
I actually work for a bank.
A bank?
Oh.
Yeah.
You're a banker.
Do you have any finance jokes?
This guy walks into a bank.
But you know what? When you think of people, when you think of people who are just overflowing with personality,
yeah,
they don't normally end up in institutions of finance.
Right. They're not usually the guys doing the books and the accounting.
But
and
you could just
like
be
that.
You could just be in the wrong job for you.
Which is possible.
Yeah.
Or he could love
one
it.
One of my other obsessions is like I have rules with food.
Rules with
like
food.
I have what's called commitment foods and non-commitment foods.
All right.
What's a
commitment food? What, yeah. Either one.
A commitment food is essentially a rule that it's a rule that I don't necessarily eat that food in public because I have a very specific ritual with that food.
Like a banana or something.
Like Skittles. I color code my Skittles first before eating them.
Okay. So you're OCD.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but it's only with food though.
Okay,
it only comes into play with food.
Part of being successful in communication is knowing to choose those things that other people will be interested in.
Mm-hmm. Food idiosyncrasies is always a great topic, honestly.
But a lot of times, to you, it's like, wow, I am so fascinating the hell out of myself right now.
It's like drunk speed.
When in fact, it's not fascinating.
Well, that's why he's going to have his two friends, and they'll sit there and
go back and forth.
It's hard doing these not DJs, I wouldn't call them that.
Podcasts.
These talk show hosts that it's just one man show.
Yeah.
And they sit there and they will just
talk
for an hour. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
If I had to do this by myself, I would just.
How many bad things can you come up with about Obama in 4 hours?
Yes, but they manage.
and they do it 5 days
a
week.
They manage. Yeah, right.
Every talk show is I Hate Obama show.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to do a political show, do you?
By no means.
Okay. What does a person need to start a podcast? What you would need?
A computer.
A pod, probably.
No pod.
Oh.
A cast?
Computer? Get a computer?
Yeah, pretty nifty computer. Probably an amp, a couple mics.
Yeah.
Fishing rod?
So you need the setup.
Kind of soundboard.
Yeah. You need the setup.
Curl
and
like
then maybe just a little help promoting when you're on, I guess, right?
That could hurt, yeah.
Okay, so if we go through all this trouble and we get you like a laptop and a microphone, maybe a couple of microphones, a mixer, help you name the show, get you all set up on iTunes.
Yeah, the name's important.
You know, you could do what we do with our podcast, which is move it every 3 days to where people can never find it.
Yeah, they love that when you do that, though. It's hide and seek.
Yeah, because there's nothing better than getting 8,000 messages a day on your Facebook.
You found it. We got to move it again.
The podcast now.
Yeah. I love when they ask me because you know I've got all the answers.
Yeah. Right. So we're going to do all this for you. It's costly and expensive and same.
Hey,
costly,
you're going to ask
you know
for
what?
Some kind of retribution here.
Yeah.
Look, you're granting his dream and you're what? You're going to take it away?
No. So how about for the first 30 days so that we can write this off? How much do you listen to our show?
Every day.
How many for how long?
Usually about 2 hours or so, and I listen
That's
to the replay
awful.
Every night.
We call you a P1.
Good, then you're pretty much getting all of it.
I don't know what P1 means.
So for the first 30 days, you and your fellow cohorts, your co-host podcasters, all you can talk about for the first 30 days is us and our show and what we did that day or the day before or what you'd like us to do in the future. But 30 days of nothing but us. And that will enable us to do you a huge favor. We can put that on Kid Nation and say, listen to this guy, listen to BJ talk about the show.
So
and
it's like a daily recap.
Like a Howard Stern recap show.
And you could probably start to get people to call you while you're taping it and talk to you about
chat,
the show.
Do online chatting.
We will give you, if you want, we'll give you the clips that you need. If you'd like to play a segment and say, man, Kid really got it wrong on this one. But for 30 days, it's all about us. Are you willing to do that?
Done.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you had to think about it for a minute.
All right. Well, then I guess we're all finished here then.
We have a deal, sir.
Because we are going to buy you a laptop, microphones, a mixer, hook you up on iTunes, get you a name for your show, and even create a logo for you.
Oh. Like a cool BJ logo?
Yeah. And one last thing. I don't think there's a logo for that.
No, there's
not.
I would have seen. I've been around a long time. And lastly, if possible, no promises, but we have celebrities call in to us. If there's one either that we can't use or that has some extra time, we will have them call in to you as well so that you have a celebrity on your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
How's that sound?
That, wow.
Yeah.
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 Thank you.
You might not have ever heard of that celebrity's name before, but it'll be a celebrity.
Come on. We can get somebody good.
Yeah.
All right. So you're on your way. Let's get this show started first of the month, February 1st.
Wow. That's not a lot of time.
That's a week.
And for 28 days, you talk about nothing but us.
We'll call it BJ in the morning.
You got it.
Who doesn't like that?
I think that's that's perfect name.
I don't think you even need to say the time of the day. Isn't it BJ in the afternoon, early evening?
Well, you can do it whenever you want, BJ.
Unexpected BJ at midnight, whatever you want to call your show.
Late night snack BJ?
Yeah. Or BJ with friends. That's a good show name.
How about Constant BJ?
Yeah. We're trying to help you with names.
I think that would get tiresome after a while.
No, it's going to be good.
Can't get enough.
BJ 24/7.
It's all about the name. That's what catches people.
Mm-hmm. Got a good name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you need a tagline, too. I don't know what you're going to call the show, but the tagline should be something like, "We don't suck."
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, you get another guy named BJ called Two BJs and a Baby.
And a baby?
What does that even mean?
Why would you throw a baby in there?
What does that even mean?
I guess he's going after 2.5 men or something like that.
I don't know.
Or 3 men and a little lady.
Al's random. He has to buy us all a drink now.
You know what? Every time Al's random, he needs to shock himself.
Exactly.
No, that's not a rule.
BJ Horn, get ready for that name. You're going to be seeing his podcast featured on Kid Nation and Facebook. BJ Horn, the newest, greatest podcaster. Give it up for him.
Yeah. Yay.
Congratulations, BJ.
Thank you so much.
Your
Thank
dream
you
is coming true.
I have a dream.
Did we find out how old he is?
No.
Did not ask that.
BJ, how old is he? Do you mind
28.
BJ? BJ?
BJ, you gone?
He has to go.
He's prepping for a show.
BJ, you still there?
BJ's over.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, good. How old are you?
I'm 32.
32. Okay. Perfect age to start your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you go give us some of that Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo. All right? Hang on.
Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo.
Yeah. Good for him.
Gaga?
That's how Lady Gaga got named from that song.
Yeah.
It's a Queen song.
I got you.
Do we have it here?
Yeah. Queen. Freddie Mercury.
Radio Gaga. Radio Goo Goo. Radio Gaga.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Craddock.
The Billboard Top 5 on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Now, this is the top 5 albums. If it was the top 5 singles, it would include the song I Cannot Get Out of My Head.
I'm gonna pop some tags. I got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
I'm gonna pop some tags. I love that. It's about going to the thrift shop with $20 and then wearing it all to the club. And it's so refreshing because it's not like, look at me and my Dolce & Gabbana and my chain and my best car. And it's like, I'm poor.
Well, they all start out like that.
I got $20.
They all start out like that, and then they get successful.
No, most of the rappers, even in the street, are still rapping about all the stuff they have. They just don't have it. Right?
It's rental stuff.
I got diamonds in it. Like, where are they? Oh, well, someday I hope to have them.
Yeah.
At least he's keeping it real.
Yeah.
He's got $20.
You know he's a white dude, right?
Yeah,
he is not.
That's
are you serious?
He's a white kid.
Yeah.
From Washington.
What's his name again?
Macklemore.
Macklemore.
He's got some songs. He's good.
Look at me.
But this isn't
assume something like that,
this,
should
the
I?
The deep voice isn't Macklemore. The rapper's Macklemore.
What you know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What you knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage.
Okay, so that did not make the top 5 albums because he doesn't have one. But here's what did make top 5 albums, starting at number 5. Bruno Mars says this record represents his freedom because for years he said the presidents of major record labels look him in the eye and go, your music sucks, we don't know who you are, your music's all over the place, we don't know how to market this stuff, why don't you pick a lane and come back to us? Like, that's a really common thing to say in the record business. Like on Idol last night when they're like, are you country? Are you country? Are you country? They want to pigeonhole you immediately.
So they can market you.
And Bruno Mars is just all over the road, so they didn't like that. So now he's got his own record out, and it's just doing amazing. It's number 5 this week.
Shocker.
Well, it is doing. 39,000 copies have been sold.
Shock yourself because you just said the word again.
I said the word amazing.
Wow. See, you're really perceptive on that. I just let it slide.
Well, I was going to let it slide, but I thought he said he wanted to be punished for it.
He called himself out earlier.
I don't hate you for saying it, Jenna. I just strongly dislike you.
I hate me for missing it.
Well, I mean, you should dislike yourself a little bit, you know, for slipping up like that.
Ow! Has anybody done that lately?
No, it seems like just you. You did it like 5 minutes ago.
It's like somebody took it to the shop and had it
amped up.
It's probably amping up because we haven't used it.
Wow.
But apparently Kelly Raspberry said it.
I did?
I'm going to hit somebody with it.
And we didn't catch you.
I said it a couple days ago. Who's bringing it up now?
Oh, my gosh.
I've said it at least 10 times.
Oh, yeah. We just don't catch it.
But it's not my crutch word.
No. Yeah, it's mine.
But it's still, you get
it. Did I say it when I was quoting, like, Kid Craddock?
No.
See, I have a free pass because JC struck my side boob, and I didn't even say the word.
Wow. All right, this song, Locked Out of Heaven, has become the most streamed song in the history of Spotify.
Wow.
It's also the most downloaded song in the U.S. this week with 226,000 downloads.
Here's the problem I have with this song, because we know what it's about. We ask them flat out.
Getting locked out of heaven.
Getting locked out of the loving department.
Yeah.
The kids on Kids Bop are singing this song.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know they don't, you know what I'm saying?
I wonder,
you got 12-year-old kids singing,
yeah, sing
you make
Perry
me like, I know, but
they
it's
cover
like
bar,
wrong.
They cover Bartender.
But there's
they
some
cover,
songs they should not like be covering on Kids Bop.
Blame
I'm sorry.
Blame it on the alcohol. How about the
whistle.
How about the Ed Sheeran song, the A-Team,
right,
which is a woman addicted to
Kids Bop covered that?
Class A
they
drugs.
Did not cover
but,
that.
But he told us in the interview, he's got 8-year-olds going, I need to score a gram.
Oh, yeah.
Got to score a couple of grams of coke and sell my
grams.
Body to another man in the motherland. I mean, do you want your 8-year-old singing that?
Not really,
as a mother, my daughter is in love with that song. That's just my baby daddy.
Yeah.
And she, that's just my baby daddy, T-Bird. And I'm like, I feel so guilty, but she loves it.
I think anytime you have a guy pick you up at the house, that she ought to come in and sing that.
Who that is?
Like they ring the doorbell, and Emma Kelly answers the door and goes,
who that is? Daddy.
You get my baby daddy.
Who that is?
My baby daddy.
Who that is?
Get my baby daddy.
Who that is?
She likes that, and she likes Rufus and Chaka Khan. Tell me something good.
Wah, wah.
Your daughter's going to marry a black man. You know that.
She loves black men.
I want to see a peacock.
That's Emma Kelly.
Yeah, that was after the Katy Perry movie.
Number 4 album this week is Taylor Swift. 41,000 copies sold. She says she's humiliated by all the tabloid reports about her love life that she stayed out of the tabloids for so long.
Well, then quit writing about it.
Now she's been the butt of so many jokes.
I don't remember her not being in the tabloid.
Oh, I do.
Really?
I do, yeah.
Maybe
we
back way.
We used to ask her. Remember when she said, I'm never in the tabloids because my idea of fun is like baking cookies with Selena Gomez.
Well, she fixed that.
Yeah. Number 3 this week on the Billboard charts, the Pitch Perfect soundtrack. It sold only 1,000 copies less than Taylor. This movie has already made over $100 million at the box office. $100 million worldwide. Pitch Perfect soundtrack, number 3. Kelly brought it up a minute ago, the Kids Bop. They're doing F you on the Kids Bop.
Let's forget you.
No, it isn't.
I've got some news for you.
What's this word, mommy?
Yeah, go run and tell your little boyfriend.
That's a kid?
Yeah.
They're teenagers, yeah.
All right, Kids Bop is in number 2 with 78,000 copies sold. That's the best sales week ever for a Kids Bop album. It just keeps getting bigger. And then the number 1 CD this week, and there's a chance you've never heard of this artist or this album, but you'll hear it everywhere you go. I'm talking about ASAP Rocky.
Oh, uh-huh. So good.
Long Live ASAP is the name of the
song. Some
CD.
Of the songs, even edited, you probably can't play.
Yeah,
though.
It was hard to find 20 seconds in here.
Well, because some of them are
now. This
fast.
Is the first debut album to hit number 1 since 2 Chainz did it back in September.
Kids Bible cover this too.
Yeah.
You have the Problem song.
I guess I don't. We couldn't find anything in there we could play.
I know. That's a part. Yeah. It's just it's the title of the song is the F word. So that makes
I got
it
a blanking problem.
But man, it is a good song.
I got a blanking problem. I like blanking, and that's my problem. And
that is a problem.
I'm a to what my
I'm a blankaholic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is he friends with Lil Twist?
So it's really, really dirty.
Kendrick Lamar's on it.
Kendrick's good though. There's your top five albums with Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. To check out the complete replay of Kid Craddock in the Morning, log on to KidNation.com and click on the podcast or webcam. Kid Craddock in the Morning.